And that means it's time to bring in none other than Mike Causey. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So the horse that you picked got scratched yesterday in Saratoga?
Yep.
All right, so.
I was surprised because it stayed on the turf, but it happens.
All right. Well, once again, let's go to our professional football scores for the day. The Yankees beat the Ravens 14-2, giving up that one safety.
The Orioles beat the Broncos 14-3.
the Bears beat the Oakland Raiders 10-1.
You can't score one in football.
Well, we'll add that to the list.
All Maybe right. they'll find a new way you can do it.
In the closest football game of the day, Atlanta over Minnesota, 11-7.
Now the suspended game, 4-4, Kansas City, Boston. Yeah. And the Giants lost to Washington 4-1. And another one, 2 days in a row, the award go to the Dodgers and the Cardinals. The Dodgers beat the Cardinals 2-1. So there's real baseball being played in Los Angeles.
Absolutely amazing. Well, Cleveland wakes up this morning just two games out of first place against Minnesota.
I said the Twins would fold up.
They're
doing it slowly, though. They're not just folding and fading away. But they will make the wild card, which eliminates one other team. So out of the Rays, the Red Sox, and the Athletics, only one of those teams are going to make it.
You know, if I were to bet now, I'd say the Athletics, but I could be wrong.
Nah, that's too close. But the Red Sox are the dark horse. It's either Tampa Bay or the A's, and the Red Sox are five games behind them.
All right, and the Mets are only a half game out from the wild card now.
They won again. Yeah, but we got to wait and see. They're playing good. They're doing what they're supposed to do. But the teams that they have to beat are coming up, and that's going to tell the tale for the Mets. If they beat the teams in front of them, the Phillies, the Nationals, league game against series against the Indians and the Braves, if they come out against them guys, then it's a possibility. But if they just tread water against those guys, it's not going to work. The Mets have to win. They can't tread. They can't play 500 ball. They have to play better than 500 ball and make it.
All right. So.
And the way they're playing, they have an opportunity because they're getting starting pitching. And like I said, since the Methuselah pitching coach took over, old school's the good school. He's teaching these guys how to pitch, and they're getting more depth into the games, and they're winning ball games. They're taking their inept bullpen out of the equation more and more, and that's a winning combination.
Absolutely. All right. So, well, that's it. For anything else in sports that we can talk about?
Not a lot. You going to watch Tiger Woods play in Jersey City?
When's he playing in Jersey City?
Oh, man, you're the golf guy, and I know this weekend.
What tournament's in Jersey City?
The Barclays.
Oh.
They travel around. They play at different courses in the local area every year, Long Island, upstate New York.
So it's in Jersey City.
Yeah.
Beautiful Jersey City.
Yeah. On the landfill, the landfill golf course.
All right. No, I guess I'll watch a little bit of it, I guess.
Better you than me.
Thank you for
My friend's actually going, so.
Thanks for
actually Maybe
going
you can meet him there.
No. I used to cover the Greater Hartford Open. Now it's called the Travelers or whatever. That was a lot of fun, but at 66, I think I'll just kind of watch my golf on TV, you know?
Why is he what are the odds of him not making a cut?
In this?
Yeah.
I won't say very high. I mean,
So you think he'll make the cut?
Do I think he'll make the cut? Yeah, I do.
Nah, he ain't making a cut. He sold his soul to Satan to win the Masters. He's done.
Up until 20 minutes ago, I didn't even know he was playing. So
he sold his soul to win the Masters. He's all finished.
Well, so pretty soon there'll be a Broadway show. Instead of Damn Yankees, it'll be Damn Tiger.
There you go.
Oh, gosh. All right. Well,
the foosball starts tonight.
That's right. Is it the Hall of Fame game or what? Something?
No, that's past. The Giants played the Jets.
Oh, God. Oh, that's right. They moved that to the first game instead of the last game.
So, yeah, I was surprised to see that, too.
Well,
didn't the Giants always used to start against Cleveland?
Yeah, and they always finished.
I guess they didn't want
to.
I wonder why they didn't want to play Cleveland.
And they always finish against the Jets. So now they're taking a meaningless game that at least people that could never get into Giants Stadium or Jets Stadium to see real games would go and see, because you got to see at least a half of some of the starters. They're moving this game to the first game, so that stadium should have about 26 people in it.
Maybe, unless it's raining, then they'll have 12.
I'll tell you. What's
the parking to get into these games? How much is that? Is that still $40?
I would think it's the same. I would think it's the same. And if you're a ticket holder, a Jet or a Giant ticket holder, you know, you've bought tickets to these games.
Yep, you're forced to buy them.
So, you know, so they can peddle them out, but still,
Who wants them?
Well, especially the first pregame season. Come on.
Any of them.
Ernesto Artoni is going to be starting a quarterback for the Giants.
There you go. He'll be starting in November too.
Oh God!
The preseason for the Jets and the Giants will be just like games starting around Thanksgiving to the end of the year. Meaningless.
All right. So I guess baseball will roll on tonight, and we'll see what happens with the scores tonight.
Yes, sir.
Amazing.
See how many more. Well, you know what? I didn't do. I'll have to do it. We counted up how many home. We said how many home runs they would hit in Major League Baseball yesterday. I didn't do it, but I will count yesterday's games today and see who got the closest. You said 75. I said 95.
Yeah. Well, the Yankees got another 5 or 6.
Yeah. That's just for one.
I know. It's ridiculous.
And I'm sure there's a barrage of home runs in that 14 runs for Houston too.
All right, well, just add them up and let us know how we did.
I will definitely do that.
All right, I will check with you. Do we have anything for Saratoga?
Yeah. 4th race today. We're staying on the dirt because the shower's up there. Going right down inside to the rail, riding with one of the James brothers. This was Irad Ortiz James, you know, Jesse James, Irad Ortiz James. The one horse, Shut the Box. Hasn't been seen since March at Oaklawn. Got claimed that day by Robert Diodoro. Diodoro's having a great meet up there at Saratoga. This horse is cutting back in distance. He's good at one turn. Can run in the wet. So our pick today is in the 4th race, the one horse, Shut the Box.
Shut the Box, and we'll shut the door.
Shut the Box, Shut the Door.
And we'll speak to you tomorrow, Mike.
You got it, guys. Have a great day.
Take care. Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club.